This goes to Dr. Prakash Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Janella, Janella Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, date of birth June 24th of 1947. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Hicks with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, and multiple sclerosis. Her last visit was 1 year ago. She was really ill last spring. She thinks it was in May. She was very weak and was sleeping excessively, and she really didn't know how ill she was. But her son came to her home, found out that she was not herself, and she called your office and had to go in for IV fluids to get her back to normal. She said that her creatinine level was elevated and her estimated GFR was around 24 at the time of the illness. And she actually has lost 13 pounds of weight over the last year. She states she's feeling much, much better now and no further illnesses. And she was tested for COVID-19 at the time of her illness, and apparently that was negative. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough or wheezing, no dyspnea, no cloudiness or blood in the urine, and no current edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. She does use 40 milligram daily of prednisone when her multiple sclerosis is flaring up, and EpiPen for allergic reactions. Those are the only two medications I see. Physical examination, weight is 219 pounds, blood pressure 167 over 92, and pulse is 94. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 14th of 2022. Creatinine was back to baseline at 1.0, estimated GFR is 54, albumin 4, calcium 8.8, sodium 141, potassium 3.7, carbon dioxide 31, phosphorus is 3.7. Hemoglobin is 12.6 with normal white count, platelets 148,000, and normal differential. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable and creatinine levels, number one. Two, hypertension, higher than goal currently. She states that usual blood pressure readings are usually ranging between 130 and 140 over 80 when checked at home. Today is unusual. Proteinuria and multiple sclerosis, four. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. She'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 9 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.